Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Falcons head coach Raheem Morris from Wednesday with Dukes and Bell, talking about some of the injuries that the team is dealing with, specifically on the offensive line with Bergeron and Lindstrom. Bergeron not playing Sunday.
No.
Lindstrom hopefully will, and that gets back to something we were talking about in the first segment about, you know, this is the key to every game anyway, but especially for this team and especially what we've seen the last 3 weeks. I mean, the offensive line has to find a way to get the run game going better earlier and more often and on first down. And if they don't, then it's just going to be a struggle. It's going to be a struggle anyway because it's the NFL and games are tight and teams are equal and all that kind of stuff. But, like, if you can't do the thing that you're supposed to be best at,
you out of luck.
It's tough sledding, man.
Yeah, but I mean that also goes back into, you know, having to rely on your quarterback to win football games then. You know, you still have a relatively young quarterback, but I mean that's what the quarterback, you know, in the NFL is. You know, they pay you all the money to win games. You know, I know that, you know, stuff has to go right around you and things. That's what's going on. I know we talked to Stink yesterday about Green Bay and Jordan Love and his, but their offensive line is awful. Mm-hmm. And so you have those type of things. I mean, as great as your quarterback is, if they can't protect them, then, you know, it doesn't really matter. But, you know, Michael's going through it, and you mentioned it on last week before the game against New England. He has played good. I thought Michael was good. He had some mistakes.
Yeah.
But I thought he was good.
He was, I don't know. It's weird. Like, he was mostly good.
Yeah.
But then there were moments of real bad. Because, again, I don't know if it's because he's left-handed or what. But those DBs can't catch his passes, which is, thank God.
How the ball spins.
There's about five to seven more interceptions.
Yes.
And Christian Gonzalez should have had one last week. Like, every week there's a couple, and a couple of them have been pick sixes. Like,
yes.
There was one against, who was it? Miami, I think. And, I mean, there's been a few. It's like, oh, thank God. All right.
Yeah.
Live to play another day or another down. But, some of the throws are really good. There's some real bad throws in there though.
And then you're at a point where you're like, oh no! He's gonna have to make some throws. He's gonna have to make some throws this game. We talk, you know, as far as, you know, the Colts and their defense. It's a solid unit, man. This is solid. They're scrappy. Obviously, we know that they got a big addition in Sauce Gardner, who has clear concussion protocol and will play in this game.
Got a new number.
Yeah,
well, old number.
I wonder what he. I want to know how much he came up off that number, man.
Yeah, because he's number one, right?
Yeah.
And the wide receiver Downs, Josh Downs, had been wearing number. He literally wore number one.
Yes.
Scored a touchdown on Sunday.
Yep.
In that, now he's number two.
Yeah, man.
So,
but no, I mean, they got good dudes, man. Buckner, longtime vet. He's questionable for this game, Bunk.
Okay.
You got Latte.
Yeah, Latu.
Yeah, the Latu. Thank
we
you.
We talked a lot about him coming
Damn
out of
sure
UCLA.
Did. Zaire Franklin, but Zaire Franklin controls it all.
Zaire Franklin's so good.
He controls the whole defense, man. He is a daggone wrecking crew. He's a one-man wrecking crew who can cover, play the run, shed blocks. I mean, this dude is the ultimate, like, middle linebacker in a defense.
Grover Stewart.
He's a very good player.
Albany State.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, they're a solid unit, Andy. That, you know, I think you can maybe make plays in the passing game against them, maybe. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're going to have to run the football if you're going to have success if you're the Falcons.
Yeah, now they have Sauce Gardner. You know how that is when a big player like that changes teams.
Yeah.
You want to make a big splash.
Yeah, and this is the first week with the team. Lou Amarano. Why do I say his name wrong?
It's a hard one.
It is. But, anyways, Lou, Sweet Lou, I'll call him that. Sweet Lou is going to have to, you know, is going to be – he's a man-to-man guy, though. That's the thing about it. That's what his defense, a lot of it is based off of. Not a big pressure-packed defense, but I think that, you know, he's new here. The guy who the Falcons like to throw the ball to had three touchdowns last week. Go guard him.
Yeah, against a better corner.
Yeah.
Here's Shane Steichen, actually, the head coach of the Colts, talking about the Sauce Gardner addition.
And like Ballard, the way they planned about the GM for the Colts,
yeah,
how good they're playing, he's like, I can throw these two first round picks because he's been on hot seat for 3 years.
I mean, if there's any more like confidence you could put behind your quarterback,
yes,
is to be like, we believe in you. We're trading away our first round picks.
Yes,
Daniel Jones, like, all right,
cool,
great. That's $100 million coming his way this summer.
You think we can start on this? Contract?
Yeah, let's get going.
Yeah, because he's making – what is he making, 15 this year?
14, I
14
think, yeah.
this year?
One-year deal.
Add 30 to that.
Yeah.
At least 30. At least 30.
And a couple extra years.
Yeah, add at least 30 to that. And so, yeah, you could – damn. Good
yeah,
for him.
I saw that pointed out this morning. I hadn't thought about it like that. I was like, oh, yeah, that's full-on, like, vote of confidence for Daniel Jones.
Yes.
Like, yeah, we're good. Are you sure? I mean, I don't know. It's only 9 games.
It's been working out.
It's been working out.
Other teams have done it. It worked out.
Baker, Sam Darnold.
Yes.
It's happened. You're right. You're right, Geno.
Yes.
I don't know. They haven't done it yet. They haven't signed him
right.
yet. But, they have to now.
Yeah, man. Oh, no. I mean, I think that Richardson's days are numbered.
Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, I think his days are numbered.
I think they're done.
Right? Yeah, they're done. And now you're in a situation where you got this quarterback who, you know, it helps to have him on that salary because you're able to add things and add parts to it. But once that salary goes up,
Then you're that's always the
what was Sam Darnold's contract?
With the Seahawks, yeah. I think it was actually pretty good.
Like I think it was very front-loaded. I think they'll use that his contract as something for Daniel Jones.
I think Darnold's essentially was a 1 year you could get out of it pretty easily after this year. Now he's balling,
yes.
So they don't have to worry. But he might get an extension after this season the way that he's playing. But anyway, we'll get back to the Falcons as the show goes on, obviously. And if we get any information about injury designation and stuff like that, we will of course let you know. And Smokin' Joe Patrick's going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour as he always does. Let's mention a couple of these bits of coaching news. Obviously, Atlanta United bringing back Tata Martino.
Second time around.
Championship-winning manager for the inaugural couple of years.
He's still wearing a black jumpsuit?
Sometimes.
Okay.
You know, they're always. You never know with a manager. Sometimes they'll have a suit on, and then the next game they'll have a tracksuit on.
Okay.
And then sometimes it'll be a t-shirt. You never know. But he's back. That's good. Hopefully it works out the way that it did last time. And the Braves have parted ways with Rick Kranitz.
Really surprised.
Pitching coach Rick Kranitz and third base coach Freddie Gonzalez. They're bringing in Jeremy Hefner to be the new pitching coach. He was with the Mets. And by all accounts, and neither you or I are going to sit here and say we knew this, but by all accounts, he's one of the hot up-and-coming pitching coaching minds in baseball. So to get him is great.
Okay. I mean, if you feel like it's an upgrade to what you're doing or what you had here, I'm all for it. They got a new hitting coach, everything, right? So, I mean, why? Did they get a new hitting coach? Who's the other guy? I thought they got another guy from that.
Chipper has said he's going to be
I know Chipper said
involved.
He was going to be in it. I know he said, I know Chipper said he was going to be in it.
Oh, they got the first base coach.
That's what he was. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, but that's what I'm saying. They took him for the Mets. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got you updating on that. And then you were talking, I don't know if we said it on air, that that Chipper was going to, he said that he was going to have a more hands-on approach. I don't know if it's going to be one of the things where he's going to be every day around or something like that.
Home stands
and everything like that. All right, cool. Cool. I mean, that's what everybody's been asking for, you know, and hopefully it works and helps. But the biggest thing for this team, hopefully, is stay damn healthy. Mm-hmm. Let's just stay healthy, and we'll go on and figure out from there.
I really do think everything will work itself out if that happens.
Yeah.
Like all the tweaks and coaching and change and all that stuff.
Yes.
You get this roster healthy for the majority of 162, you're going to win about 100 games, and you're going to have a really good chance in the playoffs.
I believe that.
But you also have to – there's two healthies. I need two healthies. Healthy as much as you can for the regular season, and then very healthy for the playoffs.
Yes.
Because that's what screwed them the couple years before. I mean, last year was just a disaster from beginning to end. But the years before that where they won a lot of games, and then they were just devastated injury-wise by the time October came around.
But they're in a situation where they got glaring holes, definitely a shortstop. They got to find another starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. They got to find a closer.
No, I agree.
They got to find a closer. We were talking because I saw that people are interested in Iglesias, including the Braves. Do you bring him back to be a closer, or do you try to find another guy to fit that role? And is that guy out there?
I'm sure there's guys out there.
I mean, yeah. Diaz.
Where's the guy in the organization already?
Who are you talking about?
Spencer Strider.
We're ready to do
so,
that?
No, that ship. Well, I don't know if that ship sailed, man.
I know that's not going to happen right now.
Well, it might.
I know it's not going to happen right now.
Someday.
But I just
I was referring to Hurston Waldrop, though.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I was just thinking.
Strider makes $20 million.
I know. Well, some coaches make $20 million.
Not on the Braves.
Also, Diaz is out there. We just got their pitching coach.
Diaz? Yeah. Exactly. Diaz?
Oh, good. I didn't think about that.
Good point. Remember, I said, dog, you want to get
Diaz? You did, but we didn't know we had their pitching coach.
There
yet.
We go, Doug.
You know who the Mets just recently added to their staff of coaches?
Yeah, Snicker.
Where the Braves
Snicker's
were like,
son.
Yeah, take that. Yeah. Yeah. Troy Snicker.
Troy Snicker. Yeah. I think he's a sleeper agent.
Da, 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 da.
I think you got to be careful with that, Turner. A lot of people think Terry Fontenot's one of them.
And I'll say what I always say to that. There's still not enough evidence to disprove it.
Yes. They're not winning.
They haven't had a winning season yet. So there's still not enough evidence against it.
Hey, Sports Talk with the Gamers presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays. With the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus, watch your local NFL games every Sunday all season long via visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
As if anybody needs to be a sleeper agent to submarine the Mets. They do it to themselves.
Yeah.
Every single year.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you say?
Pete Alonso was a DH?
I would love that.
Pete Alonso was a DH?
Love Pete Alonso. All that guy does is hit bombs. Bring
Platoon
him,
first baseman?
Bring him to me. Nah, man, we got a gold glove first baseman over there. Let him be DH. I'll DH him. All right, we'll come back on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.